All right, what up, everybody? It's the Lou Capetta Show bonus content. If you just listened to episode 58, you heard that in the middle of it, we were going to call one legendary Wiltshire to find out about his endeavor that he was talking about as far as the Swingers Club. But then when we were trying to figure out how to get him on the phone, Jeff got a text.
The bat signal went off.
That, yo, I'm on my way. So he was coming to the studio. So I was like, oh man, we got to fucking record this. So Wiltshire is here.
What's up?
Yeah, as always, I got my co-host Jeff Fenner.
Yo.
And Infamous Yogg, previously on the boards. Yeah. Now he's just
never on the boards.
Now he's just side commentary.
I'm next to the boards.
Only boards I'd ever be on is if I play basketball and get a rebound. There you
go. Can you imagine that I get a rebound?
Stop.
Are you?
And I won't get a rebound either. So that
never got a rebound in your life.
But you'll lock Dennis down though. You said
steals. He's a steals. Bowen, right?
Yeah,
Bowen. Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Bowen. Yeah.
Could you lock Dennis down? Lock him down?
Not anymore.
No,
he's in better shape than I am now.
He is in phenomenal shape.
He looks good.
You have to be in phenomenal shape if you go into these swingers clubs.
Yeah, you can't be fucking around there at all.
Pouch. All right, so
yeah. I eat too much pizza to be in.
Oh, you and me both, my man.
Love pizza.
Yeah, shit. Me too. All right, so
let's get a pizza.
Want it?
All right. Well, man,
what's up?
You survived.
I survived. I made it out.
You made it out. Okay.
Can we run back everybody how they received the text messages?
Yeah, we can do it. Is that what you'd like to do?
Yeah.
All right.
So I was telling them earlier in the show we just recorded that got the text that you were in the city.
Yep.
And I didn't recognize what it was at first.
All right, because you were were in
I was
town.
I was with Mexico. Vinny down in Mexico City.
Yeah.
And we're at this place called Kidzania.
Sounds awesome.
Kidzania? That sounds awful.
So this is actually...
That sounds the opposite of awesome.
That's funny.
What you did sounds awesome. But Kidzania sounds
You're actually going to love this. You're going to take Lewis there. they're bringing this to American Dream. It's this entire town.
Right.
And they've got like McDonald's. They got fire trucks, ambulances, hospital there. And the kids go there and they work and they get like money. And they can spend it for stuff in there, and it kind of teaches them the value of a dollar and hard work and all that shit. Hmm. But this place is incredible. It's like five levels. They're literally on the fire truck team. They go rescue people in ambulances. You can work at like the police station. Anyways, so all these kids are around doing all their shit, and me and Vinny are sitting over there with my phone in front of us, just like can't wait for the next fucking text message.
Right.
Like we are living wholly vicariously through this experience.
If I'm a kid, you know, lots of things sound fun. Going to work does not sound
it's like pretty
fun.
Dope.
Well, for kids, it's kind of fun.
Because it's not work.
Do
right?
they like separate the kids, like the dumb ones, like, all right, you're gonna go work at McDonald's. And like the smart ones, you're like, all right, you can go work at NASA or whatever.
They got like you can be like a DJ on a radio show and they record
really?
You. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm. Anyways, that's not the point. But we are living vicariously through this run, so that's my experience.
Right.
Hmm. Yours?
My experience?
Where were you when you heard this? I mean, this is like being, where were you when fucking, you know, Bonds hit the 73rd? Like, you just remember where you were at when this shit happens.
Yeah, no, I was...
this is on that level.
Yeah, no, I was at a youth baseball meeting.
Oh!
I believe. I don't actually know. I think it was that. Because I had some issues with that, which is another story. But, okay, so...
Yogs, where were you? Ashford. All right, cool.
Upstairs. Yeah, he's in Clifton.
Texas, Arizona. Great.
Where
don't put my spots on blast.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, damn. Cut holy that, shit,
cut
bro.
That, cut that. Edit.
We're not
edit,
cutting any
edit,
of that
edit,
shit.
Edit. Yeah.
Edit.
If you're looking for a date, go find him.
Yeah. Yep.
We need some content from this fucking guy. Nothing. He's got nothing.
Look, we're just sitting in the chair. That's my content contribution.
Right.
Fuck you, trying to squeeze a lot of this.
So
we got two single guys on this. This guy's going about to give us the best content of all time. You give us.
How do we?
I'm out about
how
the
do
town.
We, how do we want to do this here? How do we want Dennis to just go?
We're going
to
silence all the rest of the mics.
Should we bring up the question that Yogg brought up?
No, we should bring that question up.
We have a lot of questions.
Should we do that? Should we bring that question up first?
Yeah, nah, let's get the rundown first.
Nah, bring the question up first. I think the question because it's part of the setup.
Yeah. Questions before all this stuff anyway.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, the questions before all this stuff.
If you would listen, if you listen to the pod, if you didn't listen to the podcast, shame on you. But Wilt was like talking to a lady friend of his.
Yep.
And the question came up like, yo, what do you want to do this year, right? Like, what is like one of your goals?
Like, goals, not really goals, but like,
right.
Like, you know, what do you want to do something different?
What would you like to explore? Done
before? Out of like, the
like
ordinary.
Almost like a bucket list type of thing. Like, what do you want to scratch off your list like in 2020?
All right, so that's kind of in between. So here, so
I
here's.
I think that he answered it. I think that I'm right. Because the question was this. Was she asking you that as far as like in general life, or were you having a sexual conversation? She meant, what do you want to do 2020? Like, sexually?
I thought it was more of like a sexual orientation to it. But Yag was like, nah, man, I think he just brought it there.
Yeah.
And I have a
which might be more impressive.
It is. And my point was this, because they glossed over it on that pod. When I was listening to it, I was like, wait, hold on. How come no one's questioning him on the fact that some girl just asked him what he wants to do in 2020, and his first answer is go to a sex club?
Yeah. I just said go to like Cali. Yeah.
I'd be like, I want to go to Florida for a couple
baseball parks I want to see.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen any baseball parks this year.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Before you answer this.
I heard that James Bond is going to be good.
Yeah.
I think there's more lead in, though. Some background on how long you've known this woman and what the relationship is what we had bigger questions on.
Oh, man, that's...
Because it's different. So we were talking, because we had to give you all the information because you weren't here.
Yeah.
When we started talking about this, I was like, listen, this is your homegirl. You've been friends with a long time. You guys don't have a sexual relationship.
Right.
But you guys are really close and cool. Going to a sex club's not a big deal because you guys are both like, I want to experience this. I do too. And it's not on that level, right? You're just kind of kicking it, and it would be fun to do that. Like, I've had close friends. Friend to stop listening. Close friends that are women.
Just stop. Just don't.
No,
say
no. I would be able to go do that with and never want to like sleep with them. Right.
Yo. Yeah. You're right. We can't do this show live.
I'll bury myself.
Yeah.
So give us a little background on the relationship, and then the question of how this
I said, yo, you definitely smashed before.
No,
I thought you had to, and he said no.
I said you did 100%.
Or it's your homegirl for a long time.
Smashed.
So this is first of all, the very first question. Yes, it was like a bucket list type of question. There was no sexual aspect to that.
And you just brought it there.
Making out and having some wine and some candlelight when this happened.
And you just brought it there.
Right, because what
that's fucking. Well, that's what some
I, no, because
what
you guys I did was bathtub together.
I'm gonna start doing that myself.
Salute to you, my man.
Wow. I might just bring that shit up out of thin air.
She's like skydiving. He's like sex club.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of like how it was. Like, she said something like, you know, whatever. And I was just like, it's kind of awkward. I don't really want to tell you, but like, you know, and then she was like, no, come on. Like, I want to hear it. I was like, all right, well, you know, this is what it is. And, you know, and then she was like, okay, how about Saturday?
Wilt is like a Christopher Columbus of these conversations.
Yeah, that's...
We can take it there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I never knew this land existed.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us, motherfucker.
Yep. There's literally two people of color here, and you're the one that said that. Like, really? All right. Hey, good for you, bro.
I'm not one man. Right?
I'm not white. Right? I'm allowed.
Jesus Christ.
So next question. Yeah,
definitely smashed.
Have not smashed.
Really?
Wow.
That is holy
fucking loot.
Yo, how long you have fucking balls, bro.
And I've known her for, so this was like 2 weeks ago. I'd known her for about maybe 3 months.
Wow.
Salute. Wow.
Mind blown.
I knew that. I got
it. Talk about going from first base to World Series.
Damn, man.
He went from spring training to the World Series. He skipped the whole regular season. He didn't do the play-in game wild card. He threw one inning and found himself in the ninth. Man,
I may need to start stealing signs.
This is game seven.
This is game seven. He's stealing
ninth inning, and this motherfucker's closing.
Yeah.
Swinging some more fastballs out here. I gotta be honest with
you, bro. You're the first G I met that could also program your computer.
Hey. Little IT joke.
Shit. Yeah, no, nah, man. Holy shit. Hey, have you smashed since?
No.
Really?
Yeah. No, no.
You trying to, though?
Does she listen?
Nah, you're not going to say. You're not gonna, nah, yo, you're a dude. It's not right going to say no.
She's a friend. She's a friend.
Yeah, you're slick, yo. You are so slick,
come on,
man.
You're trying to do the work here.
So
what
slick,
are you doing?
Bro. You are so, yo, man. You are it's so
fucking
slick.
Skeet, man.
So
yeah, you wanna say social security number too? No social?
What's Skeet do?
Okay. So all right, so let's
how do we co-host this?
Yeah, I've been asking myself that for a while. Okay, so let's just get into it. Let's talk about the night. So you talk about it, you're good to go. The fuck are you? What are you doing? Or are you playing RBI baseball?
I was looking for a home run call.
Play ball. Yeah, play ball.
Right. Over here working the soundboard.
I'm trying to get some shit in this.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So tell us about the night, man. Let's just say do this. You picked her up, right?
Pulled up
to the club. He didn't pick anybody.
I'm in the city.
Right.
She met her on the
subway. She comes and meets me.
F train
at one of the spots I like. Cool little sports bar,
right? For a little pregame,
yeah, pregame,
right?
It's actually the night of the the night before the
Fury fight,
NBA All Star game. So,
the
skills challenge, and all that, and the 3-point slam dunk, all that kind of stuff. Just kind of just chilling, mm-hmm. And then so she gets there, we get a couple of drinks, and then it's like, okay, we gotta get out of here,
right?
So we head over, walk up to the spot. And I had done my scouting already. So the entrance is not.
He showed up the day before, one of those like, the glasses and the mustache.
It's very true. Very true.
Like you're like the Google Maps mobile and shit.
People have said that like they couldn't find it because it's like kind of hidden and everything like that. So
you legit want to go there, bro. Like, there's no plan B.
After that whole episode, I wasn't going to like be on here this week saying like, yeah, I went and I couldn't find it. And then I went home and, you know.
Right. You got a shot. You take it.
Right.
Right.
Because I was like, Yang is going to rip you apart.
Yeah. How would that look if I came up here saying that?
Going to come out of the bullpen. Right. Just throwing an enemy.
You know.
Yeah.
We went and we.
Yang, is that fair assessment? You would rip him apart if that happened?
No, I give him a pass.
You have no room.
No, you wouldn't. All right. Good. That's not one fucking person believes that. Okay.
Anyway. So get there. You know, I'm like, okay, there's this door. I'm like, there's some buttons. I don't know what button to press. All of a sudden, they must
happens
have
to be
they got the camera at outside. So like, I'm looking to see how to like what to do. And all of a sudden, I hear like the buzz, and then like the door unlocks. I'm like,
oh,
okay,
oh yeah,
you know, like this.
So like, he's back. Welcome, sir.
Yeah,
your usual table.
Shit.
So walk up these flight of stairs, and the first thing that happens is there's this dude ahead of me,
right?
That's coming in, and like I think I told you guys, like the biggest concern I had was like single, just tons of single dudes,
right?
Just being creepy,
just being a fucking sausage party.
So this dude's like in front of me, and he's like not arguing, but he's like basically begging the guy to like drop the price, and the guy's like looking at him, and the guy's got no time for him. He's just like, yo, this is the price. You know what the price is. And he's like, oh, can you help me out? He's like, no, I'm not helping you out. He's like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? So then like me and my friend are like behind him. So then he's like, okay, you step to the side. Like, you figure yourself out, step to the side.
Right.
So now he's like giving me the rundown. He's like, you know, this is the price, this is how, you know, all the kind of stuff. So I'm like, yeah, okay, I got it.
Can I interject here real quick?
Yeah.
So just here's a little thing. If you're showing up to a sex club by yourself,
yeah,
and you go and try to haggle the price,
that's a problem.
Sorry. What are you doing?
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
He's just let him have fun.
Yo, and you trying to haggle the price, like
this is bad luck.
You
can't have
nobody's gonna fuck you, dude. Like,
right? Like
you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, that's
you can't be haggling the price.
He was not with a woman.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, you can't be haggling the price.
Imagine like doing it with a woman.
Like the women are walking by you and stuff like that. They don't want to hear you argue about like, yo, I don't want to pay $200.
Yeah, they're looking at him like licking at the lips.
Yeah.
Like, wait till he gets inside.
All right, so you make it pass. Straight clown. So you make it pass. So like you go in clothed, right? They don't take your clothes off.
Imagine he's at the door.
Top question right there.
Yeah. No, that's a legit question because some of these things. Like it's like you gotta like before you walk in like they're like nah you gotta like first stop is like the locker room get undressed.
Let's see what you're working with.
Yeah,
it's like the gym except when you come out you're just in the buck
because they don't want these creeps that just like that are just chilling there you know like so that's like look you either like in or you're not in
and either you don't want somebody standing in a corner full clothes
right like, exactly
with his pair hands of fucking overalls
with his hands like you know you can't see his hands and
either you're a creep or you're a sort of creep there's no
right you're either a creep or a naked creep. Like, you ain't go wear no clothes motherfucker.
All right so we get through all the door stuff so now we walk upstairs. So, okay, so this is the first floor, right? So we walk up to the second floor.
Right.
Second floor, there's like this little bar, like juice bar. There's no alcohol, but like they, you know, they have all kinds of.
Is it BYOB?
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Yeah. Well, they say, look, they want people sober.
Imagine being in a trench coat there with a fucking fifth of Jameson. Like, yo.
I think a fifth might not be enough.
I think if you went there with a trench coat, like people would be very leery of you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Although I didn't get patted down. So like if I really wanted to like stash a couple like airport bottles, like it would have been fine. But it's not necessary.
Or some ecstasy.
Well,
more importantly.
Okay.
I brought something, but that's I don't talk about that.
We're recording.
You're not going to talk about that?
Yeah, we're recording.
It's not important. It doesn't affect the story, so I'll leave that out.
Viagra?
No.
You stop at the Lukoil for the horny goat pills?
Yeah. Shit. Hard as you ever were today.
Yeah. Red Rocket.
So like, let me just be real. Things start going downhill pretty quick.
Oh.
So see the bar, whatever. It's like, you know, the place seems kind of cool. And then there's kind of like this curtain separating the area where the bar is to like this area where like the couches and everything are.
Yeah, because you don't want no pubes in your drink.
Right, of course. Yeah. You gotta keep it separate.
Am I right?
I hope you're right.
So we walk in.
Right.
And we sit down on the couch. And let's say there's like four couches. Each can sit like maybe three people. And then right in the middle of the room, there's a bed.
Right.
And then projected on the wall is like pornography being projected on the wall.
What's playing?
Trying
to get the experience, man.
No, it's
you gotta look it up on IMDb. What the
fuck? It's pretty, I always say it's just
Shawshank
pretty,
Redemption.
It's like
I just sit there and watch
Shawshank Redemption.
It's like late 80s, early 90s.
Porn. Yes.
A lot of Bush.
It's
there's Bush?
It's in. I think it was in the time frame where we were like moving away from a lot of Bush, but it wasn't like the nice, perfectly sculpted.
Right.
You know, we hadn't gotten there yet.
Okay.
But anyway, it was a little bit low quality. Low quality.
Okay.
But you know,
you figure for your money, maybe you can get something better.
Yeah, right? You figure they could have like
right.
You know, like that guy, HD. That guy that came in, he dropped like $140 to get in. So you think for $140 from that one clown, they'd have been able to get like some decent pornography. But
720p, maybe
not really. So we're sitting down now. She's being fairly cool, but I can tell she's a little
uncomfortable.
A little uncomfortable,
right?
And so let me just do a rundown. So we get in there. There are, I'm going to say there's no other women in that room except for her.
Oh, boy.
So it's the two of us and maybe like eight or nine dudes. And they're looking at her, hopefully not us.
Like a snack.
But they're looking at her like she's a fucking snack. Like she's on the menu.
Right.
They're just all, I mean, it's just like, it's, and now I'm like, look. Like y'all didn't bring.
You're like, I haven't even fucked her yet.
Relax. Shit.
Get in line.
Something like that. And so that was a little weird. And then this one dude comes and he sits on the arm of the couch, on next to her. I'm in the middle of the couch. She's right. to my left, and this dude comes and sits the right. arm next to her.
Naked? Is he naked?
No, everybody's got, well, okay.
Everybody's got clothes on still?
Everyone's got their clothes on except. So I had said she was the only woman there.
Right.
Technically, that's not correct. Right. There was another
beast.
There was another person there that was not a man.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not quite sure I want to say.
At a point.
She was a female, but she was unattractive female. She was.
Look, there's no body shaming here.
Right.
When you're inside these spots, that's not cool. But this was a problem. This was a problem.
Big?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, and she was fully naked. She was just nude, and she was just sitting on the couch, just like chilling.
Okay.
And respect to her.
I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Shout out to
live
her.
Your best life, man.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's what's happening. And then, you know, just kind of like, you know, it's kind of weird, whatever. And then next thing you know, this dude kind of strolls in. He's looking around. Goes sits down next to her. Now they're like, you know,
making out.
There's some fingering going on. There's all kinds of touching. Next thing you know, that dude just like clothes come off, and he's just smashing. He's just going in.
Right.
And then he finishes up, puts clothes back on. And he just starts strolling around again, you know, just like, what's up? And I'm just like,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, nobody needs a nap after, because I feel like I need a nap after. Like, I would have just been like, yo.
Strolling.
I'd be like, yo, you going to be sitting here for a little? Because I got to take it down for a little bit.
So that was shower a little, somewhere? Yeah. That was a little weird. And yeah, then, I mean, right. not, because, you know, and to some extent, that's what I expected, right?
Right.
But this woman was not attractive.
Okay.
And
but she was available.
But she was very available. She was right. very available. Because next thing you know,
some other dude was
another dude rolled in and he starts like doing whatever. And then like after that stop, then she like she gets up. I don't know, she went and like cleaned herself off, did whatever. And she came out and she switched couches, sat on another couch and started like talking to these other guys. So right. she was just going around the room. Like she was making a
round. Right. So you're just sitting down still, right?
Right. I'm just sitting there
so
like.
So let me ask you a question.
Like,
you see what's going on these couches. You ever think to get up?
So my friend is like, oh. And then she looks, she's like, oh, what would happen if you put a black light on this couch we're sitting on right now?
Oh.
I'll never ask that question.
I'm like, oh man.
Nothing good.
And she's like, she's like, very intense showering gonna happen like when I get home
because right.
I don't know what the hell.
You're like amazing, can't wait.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have been there showering too, so unfortunately, no. So a lot of stuff like that's going on.
Okay.
At another point in time, this dude and this girl walk in, they get on the bed and she like starts going down on him, whatever. And, then he finishes up and then right. they just get up and start walking, you know, whatever. Now, the reason why I knew that this chick was like nervous is She started like dissing people.
Oh,
so she's like, yeah. she's like making comments like, oh, that guy's really small, this and that. And like,
and you don't mean height, right?
No, she's not talking about
nice,
height.
Good follow up.
Just wanted to make sure we knew what the slur was.
Damn.
And I'm like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, but I'm like, you know, this, like, I wasn't really feeling that. Like, I don't, because she wasn't whispering. Like, she was like just talking. And I was kind of being like, hey, you know.
Being very brazen.
Yeah. I'm like, keep that, you know. Because honestly, if it's very possible that if someone complained, they probably would have just asked us to leave if we were sitting there, like, saying, like,
yo, can I, hold on, real
go
quick.
Ahead, go ahead.
Can I record this? Should I record this? Can I record this? I mean, we're recording audio, but should I put it on the gram?
Nah.
That's what Jeff said, but I totally forgot. But now I'm just thinking about it.
Nah, because then someone could see. Yeah, I would.
Like, I just hide like his face. Like I just, oh, they'll only be able to hear the audio. Nah, no.
Nah, that's cheesy. I said no. Just.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, not the whole thing. I mean, not like what, like.
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's not a good idea.
No.
Have you edited it? I think it could work. I wouldn't drop the whole joint.
I'm not gonna edit it.
Come on, man.
So I should go live and let people hear it?
I mean,
we're going to release this as an extra, no?
Yes, if you didn't have the bladder of a 46-year-old woman.
I had a phone call.
Oh, okay. Relax. All right. That's acceptable. Yeah, so I was just thinking, maybe we're recording all this. I was going to go live on Instagram. Play this out. That was just literally your idea. Like, I don't know what. Okay, so like you're looking, you're looking around like.
It's your show.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I care.
Can you tell us, why don't we just release snippets like we did with the.
I think that's a better idea. I think the snippets is like edited pieces is better than.
And then this goes out as a bonus.
All right, so.
Now you're seeing how the hot dog's made.
All right, so everybody, you're listening to this right now. If you're hearing this, I just started recording this video. We're going to be listening to my man Wilt tell us about the rest of his adventure.
Well, I'm not Wilt, so I don't know what
you're saying. Nah, infamous Yachter. You scared, motherfucker? Like, what are you
doing? Yeah, I don't want to be associated with
nonsense. Yo.
You made this nonsense happen.
Yeah, I know. Infamous Yachter looks really, really impressed. All right, so.
Hair looks good
check
today.
Check these clips out.
Thanks.
I wish I had hair.
All right.
Hey.
Actually, move that bottle.
Which one?
The one that says Modera in big letters that I just fucking recorded. And your fucking shirt. You can't even be in this video. All right, Jeff, are you ready? Are you ready for the rest of this?
Yeah, what's happening?
Will, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So here we go. All right, continue, my friend. So your lady friend starts making jokes about people and what they're packing.
Yeah. She starts clowning on some guys.
Right.
Without knowing what you're packing, which is this now is also uncomfortable.
True.
Does she not know
or does she know and just hasn't done anything with it yet?
She does not know.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she just assuming?
I don't know what she's assuming.
Which is fucked up because if like you're like, that's impressive. And she's like, that sucks.
This is a legit concern. This is a legit concern.
That's a big deal.
Right.
It's a little uncomfortable. But like I said, and I think that honestly, like with the whole like body shaming thing, because this is supposed to be like this swinger soul atmosphere, people will be able to comfortable just doing whatever.
Right.
Like if you're sitting there clowning on somebody, I think they literally will be like, look, y'all, you got to go.
Yeah, so you can't be doing that.
Yeah. No. So I'm kind of telling them, like, oh, chill.
Yeah. That chick's trying to live her best life out there, man. Sucking all these dicks and shit.
Good for her, by the way.
No, not your friend. The girl that was there, obviously sucking all the dicks.
Good for her.
Right, she's living
her life. Good for her.
Yeah,
that's that's impressive, man. Like I, like you know, shit.
Hey,
good for her.
Get it?
Yeah.
Everyone gets to do their own thing.
So yeah. Good. You know what? All right, so you're still? Did you remain fully clothed?
Yes.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Like, I told you, things go downhill, man. What? I told you, things go downhill.
Yeah, why the fuck are you not into this?
I heard this.
Why is it disappointing to you that he was fully clothed?
What are you trying to say? You trying to make a joke? Because it'd be a better story if he was there naked and she's making fun of people.
It would be for you. That's great. Go ahead.
It would be, look.
But if it was for me, what would be wrong with that?
Nothing would be amazing.
Yeah, are you sure about that?
Yeah. All right. I support you in all endeavors and everything you care about.
Yeah, right.
Why you gotta... What? Oh, you made it a gay thing.
No, you made it a gay...
I made it a you thing. You made it a gay thing.
Mom, Dad, stop fighting, please. Please.
True.
The logo stopped being covered, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's why I cut it out. Don't worry. I went like this. I only got like half his face. Because I know, like, thank God for me. Because, like, you
thank
just told
me. Thank God for you. You're very important.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck this guy.
So, that kind of gives a rundown of the, like, what's going on that second floor.
Right.
So at some point, maybe 11 o'clock, I'm not really sure.
Right.
They open up the third floor. Now the, dun, dun, dun. The third floor
there's
is
a third floor.
There's a third floor.
Oh shit.
So the third floor is where they have they've got like whips and like they got one of bondism. Those like yeah, it's like they got that stuff. They got chains, they got whips, they got handcuffs, they got all kinds of stuff.
Right. Which by the way is bondage.
Not oh, bondism. Bondism. Upstairs. I mean, that. Right. Away. Upstairs.
Which Jog pointed out that you literally called it the wrong thing the entire last episode. Funny,
I wasn't gonna
bondism.
Yeah, you start saying bond.
Jog was like, "Yo, what's that? Like being that really in a bond James no, Bond film?
Is that what it is?
It's no, bondage.
Bondage. BDSM.
So I put then, them together.
Yeah, you kind of like yeah. mixed it all up
and threw an eye in there.
Thank God I stopped. Thank God I stopped drinking. Holy shit!
Right.
It's all good though. We love you, man.
No, it's not.
It's a charming word.
Yeah, I might start using that.
Maybe I started my own fucking thing. You guys don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, teach their own. Okay. Let me find out you were that person that Dennis thought was a chick. This is going off the fucking rails. Holy fuck.
This is definitely not going to Instagram.
Yeah.
You keep this for life.
That's getting edited out. Don't worry.
Okay.
There's going to be clips. All right. Go
so
ahead.
We're upstairs now.
Right.
The bondism is going on.
Okay. Right.
You're welcome.
Well, it's not really going on, but like all the stuff's there. And so people are kind of walking around. Yeah. And there's also like, I think one or two beds up there. And then they have like, they've got like a whipping post. With oh, like it's like shit. Weird. I don't even know what it is. I don't. It's just
they
like
have stocks and gallows.
And then they had one of those. They, I forgot what they call it, but it's a quarter? It's a something cross, but it looks like an X. And then like the person like puts their back or whatever on it.
Oh, right. You can like spin them around, right?
No, I don't think it spins. But it's like
Wheel of Fortune,
you like, no, like, it's like maybe it's like an X. It's like a you know you handcuff the legs right. and arms to like whatever, and right. then you do whatever yeah, you
they do.
Do
shit
I guess
like, yeah, fucking flick you in the.
Yeah, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And the gooch.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I always want to do dramatic Pulp Fiction theater.
Gooch oh fucking station. I would not be able to be in one of these things. I'd just be like,
but nothing's really going on. Like people right. are just walking around and like there's someone that's like kind of like almost like even a tour is kind of weird. Like, oh, there's this thing. Really? Like, never. But like, it's so like, no, there's one
is
point.
Is Vinny giving the tour? Like he does.
Van.
There was like one person that like took like the whip and like was like hitting his like girl or something, like shit. Spanking her or whatever. Oh, so yeah. Also by this time, like more women had showed up.
Right.
So like, some more women had showed up. So it was like a little less right. uncomfortable. Also a little side note, I thought this was going to be like, all white people, because I thought just white people did this stuff.
Right,
true.
Which is fair. Like that's fair.
But like, but there were actually it was pretty diverse. Actually,
Asians.
Really,
there were Asians. There were a couple.
Of course.
There were a couple like
because white people be into some weird shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So do Asians.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it got a little diverse. So I was like, okay, you know,
right,
it's cool.
How hard was it for you to pretend in front of the girl that you'd never been there before? Like, did you have to feign shit. Surprise when the third floor opened?
Right.
Like,
oh, I shit, never what's been up there. There? Before.
Were you like, oh my Stop. God, let's, what's that?
What's going on up there?
Although I got to practice because the next girl I do this trick on, I'm gonna have to pretend like it's my first time again. So I gotta right. learn how to be
right.
Be like shocked and
surprised. Show us your God. Surprise face for Instagram.
No, I'm not. Stop.
Yo, man. Shit.
Not getting, you know, you're not getting it like that. You're gonna screen capture that and like, not trying to be anybody's,
like Jeff just did,
anybody's avatar or anything.
Like Jeff just did, yeah. Basically. You know what's going on a t-shirt, right?
I don't give a fuck.
What do I got to lose?
Oh, what? Random people having sex? Oh yeah, yeah. I'm so interested. Let me see what's going on in that soccer match.
Wait, there's a way I might get laid in the city. Let me tune this out.
Oh, what's up with your boy, bro?
Fuck this guy.
What are you talking about, my boy?
That's not your boy. That's all, your boy.
This whole crew. Right.
Hey, how's Manchester United doing?
terrible. They're like in the middle of the bad year.
God, Jesus. Yo, there, if Yang was at that place talking about that shit, there would be one boner in there.
Then let me go talk about that shit at that place.
All right, yo. So real quick, did you do anything? Did your drawers come off at all?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. So after the third floor, you just came back down. We like some little bit more stuff was going on downstairs.
Can you lie for content?
I'm not gonna lie for content. I'm not gonna lie for content. Kidding.
Because he has to go again now.
Exactly.
Fucking kidding.
Exactly. And then it'll get better that time.
Right.
But and then I could start to tell she was getting like. She was reaching her limit, like,
because
then she started asking, like, well, you know, how late do you want to stay and all this kind of stuff.
Bitch, I want to get fucked.
No. I was thinking about that girl downstairs. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
No, but she had told me. She said, if you get up in a situation, she's like, just let me know and go do whatever. So, I mean,
right.
But there was no situations really to get into.
Do you have any intentions of having a sexual relationship with this woman?
That's journalism.
Because let me ask you,
yeah.
I think coming off of this, you just can't go missionary.
Ain't no good. The
first time. Like you can't have like the normal first sexual experience.
Ain't no
right?
going back, bro.
Yeah. Now you got to be like, hey, remember we saw those handcuffs?
Look, man,
you're not fucking her ever.
I don't know. How do I know?
No, I know.
Yeah.
You can't like have this conversation, skip to the sex club, and then not hit that night, and now you're gonna
or maybe here's a thought.
I like maybes.
Yeah, maybe he is just
playing this Yacht style.
No, that's the tortoise right there. Fucking slow play. Fucking slow play. The glaciers form faster.
Now this girl likes me. I'll talk to her in December.
Hey, you want to know what Ronaldo did today?
You should have left.
Don't tell me. You tell me.
I have my fantasy soccer team.
No, but you know what? Maybe he wanted to experience this. Maybe he really likes this young lady.
20 to 1, you ever stick your dick in her?
You're asking me that?
No, I'm putting odds on it.
Oh, you're putting odds.
Because God forbid Jeff doesn't turn this in anything into a vice.
Right.
Sex is a single man having sex with a girl. He took the fucking sex clubs a vice?
No, you're putting odds on it so you can gamble on it as a vice.
I need to.
Which is exactly what I just said.
Oh, Jesus, support my new fucking habit.
So take the odds.
If you fucking care about my health, you'll fucking bet me.
Right. If you want me to keep,
otherwise I'm going home to drink Jameson, motherfucker. Right.
If you want me to keep not drinking, take the over.
Bet me, motherfucker.
All right. Well, I tried to help you out there.
Look,
I'm disappointed in you.
I'm sorry I disappointed all of you. I disappointed.
No, just me.
Well, the spot was disappointed.
Well, you left early or something, right? I mean,
that's the thing. So, yeah, let me wrap it up like that. So, the place, I think, closes at like 3 or 4 a.m., something like that.
Right.
It's like quarter after 12. Been there for about maybe 2.5 hours.
Right.
And
wrap it up.
It's like, yeah, definitely wrap it up. Definitely wrap it up. And it's like
the Oscars.
It's like two options.
Over, bro.
Right.
She's getting a little uncomfortable. I can tell. We leave at that point and just say, you know what?
There's always next.
Had the experience. There's always next time. You know, whatever. Right.
Or you just get her an Uber and go back to the chick that was the first day.
Just giving them out.
That was an option. That was an option.
You'd be all right.
Or like the other option would have been like to say like, nah, like you came here. You said you were down to
don't
like
do
check
that.
This out.
No.
So we're riding this out.
We're past that.
To one, 2 a.m.
Yeah, you made the
right choice.
And I was
like,
nah, I'm not gonna do that. Right. Like, let's call it a night. Let's
However, diner after and then getting it in would have been the move.
That was never really
you move. Left a sex club.
I understand, but that wasn't look, man, this is
can you tell us more about this relationship? I'm so confused. If you don't want to do it on here, we can pause and I want to hear in real life.
Right, yeah. Off mic, I'll tell you everything you want to know. But like right now, it's a very sensitive thing right now. This is a sensitive thing.
Would you quit hitting this beer? Oh. Now you want to talk?
No, I'm just...
Is the fucking
Yeah, you haven't
Manchester said Manchester United game over?
Yeah.
Oh, soccer ended a long time ago. I was just on Twitter fucking around.
Yeah. Sorry. We're boring you?
I heard the story already. What do you want? Yeah. I want to hear it a second time. I heard it the first time.
Yeah, way to help out with the content.
Yeah, good it's job. Great job.
I told you, it's the Luca Petta show with Jeff Fetter, motherfucker.
No, it's not. It's the Luca Petta show now.
Oh, that's right. It is Luca Petta show. Sorry. Right.
With Yogs.
No.
Infamous Yog. Which, nah, by the way, I thought that was a good nickname. I like
it. I like it's going to be around. It's just
better than Motown Jeff.
It's way better than Motown Jeff. Who gave you that?
You.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But then it stuck.
No, wasn't it?
No, it was
him. And then it got reaffirmed.
Our favorite listener?
Yeah, but then it got reaffirmed by online. That's right. What happened.
Twitter.
But it's
great job, Dennis.
All right.
Sorry.
Story ended with a little bit of a whimper. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, no. No, I gave you.
Well, we learned a lot.
I said it went downhill.
We learned a lot.
From the beginning.
I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was better than mine. I watched a dunk contest at Applebee's.
So, were there any guys in there? You were like, whoa.
That's
what?
That's an interesting question. So, no, definitely not.
No, because she was judging the.
Yeah,
no. The lengths there where you're like, you oh, fuck.
Nah. She did. Comment on one of the guys and said he looked very like attractive, whatever.
Oh, that's good.
There actually were a couple girls in there that looked good.
What would you have done if she would just like started getting down with some dude? Was that talked about? Like,
you hadn't hit yet?
I think the preparation had to be there going in. You got to be ready for that. No.
Well, no,
I would think so.
Again, we discussed.
Were you ready to get down with somebody? Were you prepared?
Yeah.
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 All right.
Can I ask?
But she kind of always prepared,
of course. But she kind of said up front that like she wasn't
right,
like she wasn't going to be doing anything like
Lou and Yax. Can I ask you guys a question?
Threesome orgy type stuff. Yeah, like that's not sure. That. Right. That's what she said.
You guys go to a sex club in the same situation. You're the girl, only known her for 3 months, haven't had sex with. You get to the sex club. She's a little hesitant. All of a sudden, 1 hour in, she's sleeping with somebody else, and you haven't hit yet. What's your next move?
I'm out, yo.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Well, not.
Well,
I go looking around a little bit. I'm already there. Let's see what's going on. But
that's a smart move.
Yeah.
Because I do some window
shopping. Do you sleep with her after?
Yeah. Why not?
I gotta be honest. Like that type.
I'll probably
of stuff,
hit too.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. Like that type of stuff that doesn't do anything
me
for
either.
Me.
I don't care.
Like, nah, it doesn't.
What do you
mean? Like,
what does it do anything for you?
Like, oh, like the sex in public shit. Like, I don't.
No, I'm saying like. Like say she shit. Does that. You didn't expect it. You guys leave together.
Nah, but I can't see that.
Like, you banging her after the diner? Or are you done?
Nah, I can't.
Is that
I'm
night
not,
out
like,
for you?
Yeah, I can't.
You're done.
Yeah, I'm done. I can't see you with somebody else. Like okay. I'm not one of these guys that like just assumes I've never been with nobody else, but I ain't in all that. You know what I mean?
That's I'm rolling.
That's just me. That shit does not.
No, it's fair.
Even like I wouldn't even. And would you have sex club?
Been, so since you hadn't hit, had she hit there and then wanted to after? Would you have hit that night after she hit somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I had.
Thanks for getting her warmed up, bro. Shit.
I would have some so words. I would have some words like, yo, like.
No, you know what
this
I'm
is weird.
I'm doing is yeah. You're not gonna hear from me after that, but I
that. Yeah. Yeah, sure. I just nah, that's not that might be an ego thing, but
welcome to another podcast. You'll never
I
hear.
I had an invitation for this other young lady.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, she was like, you know, you got any friends that wanna come in and help out.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to the Luca Petta Show.
And Jeff didn't get a phone call? What the fuck is this?